The View from Wayne, America.
Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne, America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne, America. Enjoy the view.
All righty, Dan back with you. As promised, Wes Blakey, Cale Geese joining us for The View from Wayne, America this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
How's everybody?
Doing pretty good this morning. Get the coffee going. Nice crisp morning.
Yeah, good. Crisp is a good way to put it. Yes. At least the sun's out.
It's crisp.
A little snow.
Nothing significant.
It's still April, though. I mean,
yeah, it is. Yeah, you never know when time of year. You can get anything.
Makes you appreciate no snow like snow.
Yes,
you know?
I always appreciate when it's not snowing and not thunderstorming, because you can get either one at this time of year.
That's true.
Or both at the same time.
Yeah, that's also true. Anyway, so weather affecting anything with the city these days? Everything okay?
Snow crew really cleaned off that last snow quickly. I don't know if anybody knows.
She did a really great job.
The entire town, about at the same exact time, got cleared off.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Starting a heating system in the pavement. No weather. We're just ready for it to turn so we can start doing some concrete projects and some of that type of stuff. Outdoor work.
Yeah, it's time to start, you know, reminding people they have to keep the their property well trimmed.
Oh, Dan, I have that down for our last comment.
Okay, we'll save that for the end.
Spoilers. We're getting spoilers.
We'll wait.
Just foreshadowing. All right.
I see we started with a proclamation about Arbor Day on the meeting last night.
We did. This is my favorite proclamation.
Gladness.
I really feel it. I really feel it. Trees are terrific.
I agree. I like trees.
It brings me back to that old Arbor Day PSA that we used to get with the crazy cardinal who was in the tree singing to the kids, but nothing really rhymed, but it was a pleasant tune. You know, trees are terrific.
Okay. Except when you have to rake your leaves.
Dan, it's really dating him.
I will not sit here and listen to you talk trash on trees this close to Arbor Day, Dan. After April 30th, I'll give you a pass.
All right. I don't appreciate when the birds sit in the trees above my car either. But I like trees. I'm a big fan of trees. So,
Big fan.
So everybody, go plant some trees for Arbor Day.
Yeah, it's a real Nebraska thing. You know, it's worldwide.
It is.
It's ours.
That's right.
Go out there and own it.
All right. Well, I'm sure that wasn't the only thing we talked about last night.
Oh, it would have been a heck of a meeting if it was.
It's like the fire chief was there again.
Yeah, we got a new firefighter, Justin Gap. I don't know how much we want to personally say, but he's got firefighter experience and new to town.
Yep.
So excited to have him on the force. Okay. Always good to have somebody that can just slide right in and start contributing to the force. Yes. Not that we don't mind training them up and teaching people, but looking forward to that. The crew is pretty big right now, right?
35-ish, I think.
With the maximum of 40.
Yeah, we have room for more. So if you're interested, talk to Phil Monahan about it.
Okay. You know, we always appreciate everything our firemen do.
Absolutely.
Hopefully they'll be able to get back to doing their regular breakfasts again.
Yep. Yeah.
We appreciate those too.
Yep. This fall is our next scheduled one.
Yeah, they talked a little bit about that at the last meeting, and you know that's a big part of the fundraising package for them, and they haven't been able to do it. So I'm guessing, knowing our community, we're probably going to knock the doors down the next time they do it and overwhelm them. And I can't wait for it. It's going to be a great time.
All right. Well, look for that in the future. In the meantime, welcome to our latest new fireman, Justin Gap. We welcome to town.
Welcome.
Glad you can help out where you can.
That's right.
All right. I guess Cap Peterson was there with something.
Yes, as Cap pointed out, you know, he likes receiving checks. He doesn't necessarily love giving checks, but last night we got him to give us a big one. It was like, so this is all the communities around that have this insurance, you know, the money's pooled up and claims are dispersed. And at the end of the year, they give a portion of that back to the community. So We were real lucky this year. This was a fat one, 67,000.
Wow.
So that is nice. We will find a place for that money.
Yeah, well, things come up usually.
And insurance is, you know,
so it's, I'm it's the expensive. I'm the downer, right? So if we got that much back, how much do we pay, Dan?
Yeah. That does cross your mind.
It was about a 20%. I think he said a 20% dividend this year. So that was nice. Good. Definitely a nice dividend.
Which, insurance, you know, we cringe when we write the check, but it's good to get at least a portion of that back. It's a lot better than cringing when you write it and not getting anything back. Yep.
So. Okay. Well, thank you, insurance.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Community Housing Development Corporation is next.
Yeah, so we've got Mitzi Rodriguez-Kuffner. She's been in this position now for a little over a year. And so we just had her kind of come in front of the council. She gave a brief history of it and kind of, you know, laid out what she was thinking for the future. I mean, it's no surprise, will be no surprise to any listeners here, that housing is just a huge issue. Always has been, always will be. It's statewide, and now we've got construction costs absolutely mooning. So this problem is not going to get any easier. We're going to have to get more creative in how we add units and beds to this community, because you know, we are already in a deficit. And that deficit is only going to get worse. The growth of the college is going to compound that. And, so it's going to be necessary to work hand-in-hand with those and go after some grants and try to get some money, defray the cost of construction, and keep this city growing.
Oh, yes. Growth is good. But, yes, there are things you have to deal with growth.
Yes, smart growth. Smart growth is what we're going for. Helps everybody out.
All right, so no specifics at this point is what?
No specifics, just kind of laying out, you know, we've got a housing study coming down the pipe here.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Wes can touch on that.
Yeah, we're waiting to hear about funding. We submitted for a grant to pay for half of it. It's like a $16,000 housing study, so we'd be getting $8,000 is what we applied for. And so hopefully we'll know within, well, by the end of this week or maybe early next, and then we would start that process. So it's about a four-month process. And one of the driving forces with this is if projects come in that are going to use tax increment financing, if you have a recent study within the last 24 months, you can use construction costs also for TIF.
Which is brand new.
Yes, just within the last couple of years, the legislature has allowed it. But again, you have to have that housing study up and updated, or you cannot use it. So that's what we're waiting on right now, but hopefully that will help defray some of those costs to developers if they're going to utilize tax increment financing.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens in the future as far as housing is concerned. Let's see. Moving on. Ordinance 2021-7 is next on the agenda.
I'll let Wes really take it because he's got the details, but we had the opportunity to refinance his bond. And Wes will blow you away with the deets.
Yeah, I will not read the ordinance word for word. It gets a little boring when you get into finance like that. No, this is kind of it's one of these no-brainer things. We have currently our pool bonds. We're paying 3.35% interest, I believe is what I have written down there. We're refinancing at potentially 0.75. So rates that are just crazy low. And it's amazing because we talked about, you know, waiving the three readings on the ordinance and trying to get things going so we get that rate. And we did waive the three readings, but Andy Forney, who is our fiscal agent, he just kind of said, I don't see them moving a whole lot. They're not going to go up a whole lot. So we still did waive the three readings on that, but we're going to save close to gross savings. So we take out the net present value. We won't get into economics on all of that, but the gross savings will be about $797,000 total because we're going to cut off a couple of years. Interest will be over $300,000 in savings. So again, the no-brainer. They take a fee. They take probably, I don't know, it's $10,000, $15,000 about every time they do this. But when you can save that type of money, it's well worth paying them something to make it happen. So, that was definitely a good meeting with getting a dividends check back from insurance, saving some money on interest. So Good night.
You're doing a good job, Wes.
Yes, it's all me, Dan.
Yes, I'm sure people are familiar about with refinancing for their home loans and all that. You know, think about with the bigger things when where the city is involved with the bonds and all.
And sales tax numbers are coming in really, really well. So we're paying those bonds off earlier anyway. But this will just speed it up a little faster. We'll have that sales tax back to if we pass it again, what can we use that for? And we'll have to have that conversation.
We can build that fountain down by the
fountain. Dan said it.
All right, let's see what's next. 6th Street between Dearborn and Wayside Lane. We're closing things.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah,
well, not permanently.
Normal things that happen in the summertime, we have to close off areas for certain events and that kind of thing. And there was a couple of them.
Yeah, economic development through the Revitalize Wayne Committee. They're doing an outdoor pop-up party and movie night. It is, let's see here, June 3rd. They're gonna close the street between Ace and Quality Foods so people can park and go across the street and not have to worry about traffic there. And the Ace parking lot is where the pop-up party and movie will be located at. So closed the street there, and then kind of your traditional stuff with Chicken Show. We did all that stuff as well. The only thing really new is closing Pearl Street from 3rd to 2nd Sunday for a car show. So something that, again, it's been 2 years since we've done this because last year it was all at the fairgrounds and a little later. So kind of just the same things as the usual.
Normal things. Yep. Are we anything that the city's involved in? The thing is coming up next weekend with the Plains.
The Stoll event?
The Stoll event.
You know, city proper, we're providing a generator. I mean, we're doing some of those types of things. Jill Broderson and Terry Buck have been very involved there on that committee. Mm-hmm. It's not a mayoral appointment or anything, but they've taken it upon themselves. So they're kind of, I guess, two roles there. You know, Terry with the bus side, she's helping with transportation and logistics.
The shuttle
and stuff.
Thing, yeah.
Yep. And Jill's doing the party planning of the bands and the food and some of that type of stuff. So I think they're really enjoying that. And great group of volunteers there making it happen. Excited to see how it all shakes out. It's this novelty of, you know, how big is it going to be? We don't know. What's the weather going to be like?
Right.
That dictates a lot of it. So it'll be interesting.
Yes. Hopefully the wind stays away and we're all just shocked and looking up at the skies for a few days. That'd be fun.
Planes coming in, planes leaving, but hopefully they're not in the sky too long when they're doing the actual Stoll drag racing, because you're not supposed to be up very high. So just unique things that you don't see around this area. So we highly encourage you to come out and take a look at it. I don't have the website in front of me, but if you Google Mayday Stoll, that they have a great website. You can buy tickets ahead of time, or you can buy tickets at the door. Okay. Or at the gate, I should say, not the door.
It is crazy. I'm seeing it on Twitter from people completely unrelated from Wayne, you know, and it's like, it's so weird seeing, like, you know, Wayne, Nebraska come up on somebody, you know, who lives out in, you know, across the country talking about, hey, this event looks, you know, I can't wait to go to this. And
do know that if you go out there, you cannot just drive up and park at the airport. You're going to have to park at alternate locations with Summer Sports Complex, Journey Christian Church, Carhartt Parking.
Yeah. And again, just check out that website.
The website has all the information.
It's got everything.
I'm guessing they'll have some signage put up about where people can go to park to that day or those days. Anyway, something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Something new in town. All right. What should we talk about next? We finished with closing off streets.
Yeah, and then we did jump down to 12 there. We've got a little action on the LB 840 revolving loan fund. Now, this is once the money's already gone out, now it's coming back, and we're issuing it back out to businesses. Shortstop LLC, which is the new G's Quick Stop. Down there on Main Street, or up there on Main Street, I should say.
The one close to the college, the convenience store close to the college. Yeah.
And if you've been in there, you've noticed some big changes. If you've driven by, you've obviously noticed some changes too. They're changing some of the stuff on the outside. They're going to take that a step further, looking for a new roof, some outside, you know, facadal work. And it sounds like they're going to have to replace some of the pumps now too. Mm-hmm. So they were looking for a little bit of funding to just, you know, jumpstart their revitalization of the property and get them running up to speed. I think they were originally planning on doing a little slower and thought, what the heck, let's do it all at once and hit the ground running. So excited to see those changes, excited for the Farringers who were there to represent themselves last night, and it was approved unanimously.
Okay.
From both the board and from the council, the advisory board and the council.
That, of course, is what the revolving loan fund is all about.
Absolutely.
That's what we're there for.
All right. Municipal code is next.
Yes, Wes, this is all you.
This is good stuff, too. This is building codes, international building code. We are currently on the 2012. The legislature passed in 19 that they will be moving everybody to the 2018. If you don't pass it yourselves with changes, you're stuck, I guess, with the code that is on the books. And so you take the liberty to take the code and make some changes to it to make it either stricter for your community or less strict for certain things that you want to see happen. So anyway, Joel presented that last night. We did pass the first reading. It'll be two additional separate readings on that. Two of the big items that Joel brought up again last night is temporary occupancy permits, whether we're going to allow them or not. Currently, what the proposal is to take temporary occupancy permits out of the code, so your home is complete or it's not. It's not, we're going to wait and see if you get it completed and give you your deposit back and those things, and then issue a permanent occupancy. So I should step back here. We also look at what Norfolk does a lot of times, because we have an interlocal with Norfolk that we can share services, mainly them coming over and helping us on the commercial side and industrial side, but they can do home inspections as well if all of our people are tied up or gone at the time. So it's nice to have that consistency that they know what our code is as well. Norfolk has gotten completely rid of temporary occupancies. So again, we're looking at that. Then the other big thing is interconnected smoke detectors that currently in code, new housing, you have to have interconnected smoke detectors. So again, you're sleeping upstairs and there's a fire in the basement and maybe there's a kid downstairs. Can you hear that smoke detector if it's just a single smoke detector? So now they will be required to have it all new homes. And then anytime you remodel a home, that's the big thing, is you would have to have them interconnected. Now, not necessarily hardwired. They'd have to be wireless. There's some new technology coming out. But if it goes off in the basement, you want to hear it upstairs. And so it would go off upstairs as well. That's the short version, I guess, of it. So those are the two things that Joel really has highlighted that would be more costly. I mean, if you're gonna do that in a home, if you're refurbishing, especially if you hardwire it versus the wireless technology. So,
and the temporary occupancy commit, I think, will be the most frustrating thing, because someone who's building their house and they're maybe paying for something that they're currently living in, or they have a sales agreement with somebody, and you know, there's just a handful of to-do items left on this list. Well, that could get very frustrating that you can't move in. But then on the flip side, if your neighbor doesn't side their house, doesn't pave their driveway, doesn't, you know, for years, you're going to be upset if you go to sell your house and they ask you, hey, what's up with your neighbor? And you have to say, oh, well, it's been like that for 4 years. Well, that's not good for anybody either. So there's definitely something on both sides of that. And that wireless smoke detector, I think it's peanuts for the safety that it provides. So, but we will see how the council reacts.
Okay, so that's in the early stages yet.
Yep, first reading again last night. We'll have two more readings, and I do not see that third reading being waived on anything like that, like next time. So I think it'll go the distance.
So if you have any thoughts about that, talk with your council person or talk to the mayor.
That's right. Call me.
All right. That was about it, except one final item about setting a time for a town hall concerning annexation.
Yes, this has been, we discussed it for years. We finally set a date last year. It was supposed to be April of last year. And as we all know, things drastically changed in all of our lives last April. So it was postponed. Now we've got some more potential development that is going to force the issue to be discussed again. You think if you're outside of the city limits, you're not paying sales tax to the city. And so if there are, if there's a competitor who's looking to go in, now all of a sudden you've got a price advantage if you're located outside of town versus inside of town. If your competitor's inside of city limits, for example, and you locate outside, and the, you know, that's just not fair. That's fundamentally unfair. That's going to force the issue. We're going to see if that's the case. Rather than talk in, we can't say anything right now because they've asked us not to while they explore their options. So we just tabled that discussion until we know more facts and that becomes public. So we don't have to dance around it like I'm doing right now.
Okay, so are we considering setting a date, time, and place?
It is tabled, and we will consider it as soon as we get things more concrete.
All right.
We talked something about in the June time frame of this year, so we just decided to kind of push that off, and we'll see. It could happen quickly, and we could be talking about it in June, but we'll let you know.
Okay. Well, we won't talk about it anymore now, I guess.
There we go. Seal it up. Let's go. We'll visit this again in June.
Okay. You can talk to the mayor if you have any comments about
and
that.
And I'll dance around it. And
all right. That's all I see on the agenda. Anything else going on we need to know about?
My comments, the
right
about weeds and grass and all that. Obviously, it's getting that time of year,
yes.
Although it could warm up a little bit. But the ordinance says anything 12 inches and taller is illegal, so you need to keep stuff trimmed back under 12 inches. And when you do that, please do not blow that directly into the street, because that's illegal in a different code to be enforced. So, again, last night my son's mowing, and we mulch, and it's getting into the street. I mean, it's just going to happen. Then I take the blower and blow it back into the yard. So, I mean, if that happens, also I've swept before, so... Just if that happens, please be respectful of that. We don't want grass clogging up the storm sewers, and then we have a street that's flooding because of a storm sewer that was clogged by grass and stuff like that. So,
yeah, this is one of those things that it sounds silly or kind of lighthearted until you actually get the real world effects of, you know, clogging one of our storm drains, or somebody who's mobility bound and is using perhaps a motorized scooter who's trying to get around and it sticks to the tires and it gets into, you know, the mechanism and all of a sudden they're broke down, they can't move, maybe they don't have a cell phone, they're stuck. This is one thing that when I was going door-to-door campaigning was brought up a lot. You know, people aren't clearing their driveways and, you know, I'll get to a spot and I'll have to back up because there's grass on the, you know, what looks like wet grass. And then they have to go and find, you know, curb ramps that are ground down. And so it's something that seems small, but is very important to a portion of our population.
Try to be good neighbors.
Absolutely.
That's right. Is a bottom line. And don't, if you have a property in town and you don't live there, make sure it's being taken care of because you don't want the city to do it for you and send you a bill.
We are not cheap. We are $300 an hour, Dan, and I say we will not do as good a job as others will because it's not our park. So again, you don't want us paying, or you don't want to spend $300 an hour to mow your yard. So do it yourself, please.
All right. What do you? Are we done?
I think so.
Done.
We have really quick trail will be a ribbon cutting
yes.
for the trail is the 7th, May 7th.
May 7th,
yes,
okay.
At 10 o'clock, regular chamber coffee. So, please.
Still a lot of grass growing around the trail, I've seen.
Yeah, hopefully, a little warmer weather and it'll start popping.
We're going to do that like by the underpass?
The underpass, that's the plan.
Okay.
Inclement weather, we'll be inside.
Okay. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for nice weather.
Yep.
All right. It's a great part of the town is the fitness trail, so.
Yeah, and it's been utilized. I'll see people out there all the time.
The new parts of the trail are awesome, actually. I really enjoy running around those, especially like kind of the outskirts of the new parts of the trail.
He likes running them, and I like listening to people talk about them.
All right. I see your son's involved with esports.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about that, Dan. That's a lot of video games. But
yeah.
I guess he's a state champion.
I saw that competition. I went up and peeked in at the facility that they have, the Den, up at Wayne State College. Very cool. I had no idea what was going on, and it's not like I'm, you know, completely out of the loop. I'm not Wes over here. You know, I have a clue what's going on, but
I played a little in college. College, in the dorm room. Mario 64.
Oh, yeah, it's all Greek to me. My grandson tries to get me to play some of those things with him, and sorry.
It's still not as impressive as like basketball or baseball for some reason, in my mind at least. I played a little bit in college.
Yeah, I played a little in college. Not even on the college team. It was in the dorm room.
All right. Well, congratulations to your son.
Thank you.
All right. I guess with that, we'll let you get back to work.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Wes Blakey, Cale Geese again, our guests today on The View from Wayne, America.
The View from Wayne, America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne, America. Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne, America. Enjoy the news.